T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story. Former L.A. County Sheriff Lee Baca has less than 3 weeks to turn himself in to start serving his 3-year prison sentence.
Just days after the U.S. Supreme Court refused to take up Baca's appeal, a federal judge in L.A. has issued a surrender order.
We're happy that it's finally coming to fruition. He committed his crimes years ago, and it's time for him to report.
Federal prosecutor Brandon Fox.
No man's above the law and no person's beneath it. And the fact that now the sheriff of Los Angeles County not only is a convicted felon, but somebody who's going to have to serve time in federal prison shows that everybody should be abiding by the law.
Baca was sentenced in May 2017 for his role in a scheme to derail an FBI investigation into abuses in L.A. County jails and then lying to the feds about it. The 77-year-old ex-sheriff who has Alzheimer's disease has remained free pending appeal. He now has until February 5th to turn himself in. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Baca's attorney has not responded to our request for comment.
More anger directed at the L.A. County Sheriff's Department today from people demanding more transparency, demanding the deputies stop allegedly harassing families who had loved ones killed or wounded by sheriff's personnel.
And that's the allegation, that people who lost a son or a brother or another family member during a deputy-involved shooting were being harassed by deputies at vigils, memorials, and other gatherings.
It's absolutely appalling to sit here and listen to this. The department, you trample all over these families.
An ACLU attorney said the deputy's behavior has to stop.
They know what they're doing. They know it's inappropriate. They know it's unethical. They know it's immoral, but they don't care. And they're going to keep doing it as long as they're not held accountable.
Some people think the sheriff's department needs a policy in place for this. An assistant sheriff at the meeting said if he knew there was a memorial going on, he would give deputies at that local station some guidance.
I would brief all my personnel to be extra sensitive to that, to make sure that they didn't interfere and that they gave the family room to grieve.
He says the department does not condone harassment of anybody, and if it happened, it would be dealt with. In L.A., John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
If you walk in downtown L.A. and spend more time looking at your cell phone than what is happening around you, you're setting yourself up as a target for a phone snatch and grab.
Officers at LAPD Central Division noticed a spike in so-called snatch and run thefts late last year. Sergeant Gary LaFeu says there's a push on to get people to be more alert about what could happen to them in just seconds.
We're trying to educate people. If you're out there, look on your phone real quick. If you got to try to get directions or something, or look at a quick text, but then put your cell phone away in your pocket. And we're trying to lessen the amount of people that are getting their property stolen.
Most of the thieves run up from behind and snatch a phone out of a person's hand. A few have used bird scooters or bicycles for their getaways. A few says the prevention principle is simple. You wouldn't weigh $500 in cash in your hand on the street. Why do it with a phone that could retail for double that and that a thief can sell in less than an hour? At 6th and Main Street, Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The increase in flu activity in Southern California and the rest of the country is being blamed mostly on the B strain of the virus. That strain appeared earlier than usual this year and is hitting adults hard, even though kids are more likely to be impacted.
At least based on the information that we have so far, there is no reason to think that this is going to be like a worse flu compared to the influenza A.
Dr. Andre Romero is an infectious disease specialist with Providence St. John's Health Center in Santa Monica. He tells KNX the symptoms are the same for both strains, and so is the recovery time. Experts aren't sure why the B strain showed up earlier than usual, and you can find a list of clinics offering free flu shots in 5 Southern California counties at KNX1070.com.
The city of Beverly Hills owns a rundown log cabin and would like it torn down, but it's inside the West Hollywood city limits, and and that's led to a dispute between the two cities.
The Lions Club leases the building on North Robertson at a cost of $1 a year, but the rent hasn't been paid in about four decades. Currently, there is a yoga studio, a restaurant, and some recovery groups that meet in the building. Keith Sterling with Beverly Hills tells KINX there are safety concerns about the building.
You know, one thing that we do recognize is how important this property is to the people that have attended recovery meetings there, and that we know there's an emotional connection to that facility, and we, of course, respect that. Our concern, that what we maintained through the process, was there's some major improvements that need to happen at that site.
He says they're currently talking to the city of West Hollywood, which wants to buy the property but hasn't been able to agree on a price. Rob Archer, KINX 1070 News Radio.
The KINX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KINX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Alexa, play KINX 1070. You can also listen at KINX1070.com, radio.com, and KINX 1070 AM News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.